Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Do you know what I'm not joined by? A confirmed God of War release date. Lol.
Not
because
yet.
Because there's all sorts of things to talk about. Now, it's not to jump on the aggro train in regards to the God of War Ragnarok. Obviously, genuinely, that game needs as much time as it needs to come out. I wouldn't even mind if it was delayed till 2023.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I think if they just said that's how much time we need, then that's completely fine. I think the reason that a lot of people are getting carried away, getting annoyed about the state of God of War is that there's lots of, it's not necessarily mixed messaging, but just weird rolls out, dribs and drabs, bits and pieces. Some stuff on Twitter, the initial release date of God of War Ragnarok back in the original debut trailer saying 2022, and some updates from Corey Barlog, who is now back on Twitter, the game's, well, 2018 game's creative director, who is now one of the sequel's producers, trying to offer his updates too. So we'll run some stuff down. Like I said, Corey Barlog is back on Twitter, and he initially put a post out just saying, look, asking people for patience, you know, if everything was up to me, you guys would know way more, but can you just sort of hang fire and you'll find out stuff soon enough. Then there was a person called The Gamer 1988 who just said, can you not just tell us what's going on with the game and whether it's delayed? And so Corey Barlog said, it's not. He was like, that was the whole sort of thing was, he was just like, why can't you just say that it's delayed? Because it's not.
Right.
And so, but that was all we got. And so the assumption is, or at least I'm going to assume, that we're falling back on the original release date of 2022.
Yes.
Because that was the only date ever given to God of War Ragnarok was in the initial debut trailer thing when they said it was real. And then the footage faded out and it said 2022. So there's that. There's more stuff to this, but where you are on the whole thing?
Well, it's funny because God of War Ragnarok, obviously one of the most anticipated games of this year, but it has had this weird furor around it, like you mentioned, because they put that 2022 date in there, but then over the past few days, we've had all of this kind of back and forth from some journalists, from some insiders, from Corey Barlog and people who are working on the game, you know, like there was supposed to be an event today that was going to release the release date,
yep.
And then that's apparently being pushed back, but that doesn't mean that the game is being pushed back. And it just is a case of, it's not even the game's fault, it's just like all of these messages in from people saying this is going to happen, it might happen like as early as tomorrow, then it doesn't, then it gets pushed back.
Yep.
And for a game of this caliber, that kind of frustration comes because you would have expected to see way more from it right by now, mm-hmm. if it was indeed coming out in 2022.
So the video that we wanted to do was just a general check-in, because it seems like, you know, you can't really check Twitter every other day, there's something else happening with God of War, and like I said, all these different statements are happening almost in a row, let's say. So Kotaku have written some of this stuff up, and they reached out to a sort of known Twitter leaker called The Snitch, great name, and talked to them, and they had originally put out a God of War GIF and some binary numbers, I think it was 111 and a 0 or something, which became 30 if you translated it. That was where a lot of people got the initial idea of a state of play or a God of War announcement coming on June 30th. So Kotaku reached out and tried to get a quote from The Snitch as to exactly what they were getting at, and the account replied to them saying that there was going to be a reveal for June 30th, but Sony delayed it. It was not a state of play or a new gameplay trailer, that's all I can say. It's a shame, I'm more worried about the game. To me, it means that it's not polished enough. Now, Jason Schreier got in here, and obviously he's been involved in all of this stuff across the last few years, mentioning various sources that he has, and the way that Bloomberg put their stories together. And Schreier tweeted saying, as of very recently, there was indeed a release date announcement planned for Thursday, June 30th. Recent tweets from Corey Barlog suggest that's no longer happening. Still, as far as I know, the game has not been delayed. So it still seems like it's coming later this year, but I don't know when we're actually going to get any updated footage of it.
Dude,
it's a whole thing.
It would be peak God of War Ragnarok press cycle if we do this entire video and then it's the June 30th release date event anyway. That might happen.
Oh,
who knows?
Actually,
but no.
Probably.
No one ever looked.
Every single time.
Often we're in a podcast, but otherwise we're just jinxing it. Like this back and forth, this is what's kind of causing the confusion. Mm. But it's interesting the comment about, you know, people now being worried that the game might not be polished enough. Mm. But going back to what you said at the start, I genuinely don't think they would release God of War Ragnarok, like I said, one of the most anticipated games of this year, if not the past few years, if it wasn't ready. In fact, I would say that you know, them not showing anything means that they're all hard at work, you know, on the core game itself, rather than diverting resources to, you know, create a gameplay demo or a gameplay trailer, you know.
Well, the thing is, they put out a string of the accessibility videos just showing off various features that Ragnarok has, and I forget the name of the person who wrote it all up on Reddit, but they said that Sony tend to do this. They tend to show off accessibility videos before the full gameplay video comes, but the full gameplay video does come in quick succession afterwards. And so that's kind of another thing that's pointing to the idea that God of War Ragnarok is about to be shown off in full, but yet the finished article just doesn't seem to get there. So it is kind of interesting. I am curious if the fact that they're developing it on two different generations is having an impact, because I saw Gotham Knights cancelled their PS4 version.
Yes, it was.
Or their previous gen version. So I kind of wonder if the rubber's hitting the road in regards to setting out to do cross-generational development, and then as things actually come together, it's harder than it seems to hit both those generational release dates. That was the whole thing with 2018's God of War. That game was apparently an entire, like a whole mess until just a few months before launch, and then eventually it came back together. Obviously this time they have the game engine and they know what they're doing, etc. But I just wonder, like, that's my old stickler thing, is you're trying to develop for two completely separate generations of hardware, and I wonder if that gets in the way the closer we get to.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm sure Sony themselves are wondering, Scott, because, you know, they have a brand new machine to sell
as well.
They've
got PS5 Pro coming.
Maybe they've got a PS5 Pro coming at some point. But they have the actual PS5 right now to be selling. Mm. But, obviously, the microchip shortage and what have you is still impacting the production of PlayStation 5 and other next-gen machines. Mm-hmm. So I wonder whether they're just kind of, like, maybe hedging their bets to be like, if this game is going to be ready, we want to forefront it, maybe as a PS5 title, to sell the console as much as we want to shift units on the PS4. Maybe that's kind of why they're holding off, to make sure enough PS5s are out there for them to focus on that, you know, just kind of hope over the summer that they get an influx of more customers so that install base goes a little bit higher. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but I'm sure it's something that they're thinking of in terms of the strategy.
It must be a weird nightmare to roll with, trying to be Sony, trying to be Jim Ryan and roll with all the different punches, all the different qualms that came from the last 2 years, and referring to them as qualms is a massive understatement. But I always felt like their whole walk back of, we believe in generations, and actually, no, we're going to release stuff on the PlayStation 4, was very much a response to the fact that they couldn't get the PS5s in people's hands. Hmm. But like you said, that has changed. You can, for the most part, be able to go buy a PlayStation 5 now. They seem to be in stock again. Maybe not to the absolute demand that people would want, but a lot more than they used to be. And so I wonder how much that affects their, you know, the stopgap mentality that they have, where it's like, oh my god, just say that we're doing it on PlayStation 4, just put that version together and we'll figure it out later, trying to read the terrain as it came together kind of thing. In terms of the game itself, they've shown very little of it. Like, we know that it's a continuation of the Kratos Atreus stuff, but where are you at on the general, the hype levels?
This is really funny, and this is where I might get a bit negative, and I don't really want it to come across as negativity, because I want to, like, clarify, I'm really looking forward to God of War Ragnarok. Like, when that thing is in my hands, I'm no doubt going to enjoy it. However, from what we've seen so far, I almost know what it's going to be, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, because, you know, there are so many sequels that just, you know, continue what the original started, and they've been incredible. Just, I can't get my hype to the level of God of War 2018, because that felt fresh, that felt brand new, that felt like something unexpected, whereas this, I am looking forward to the continuation of something. So I would like to see a trailer or a bit of gameplay that gives me something that I didn't expect and gets me excited on another level, but for now, I kind of feel like I'm almost at the ceiling. And maybe Sony knows that. Maybe Sony knows that this is like one of the most anticipated games. Maybe people know that people are... No, maybe Sony knows that people are going to buy it regardless.
True.
So maybe that's why they're not coming out with a massive blitz, because they're like, it's God of War. God of War will sell.
And I think all it will take is some sort of gameplay demo to invert stuff. I mean, I'm an absolutely insane Sonic fan. I was going, this thing's... Frontier is an absolute mess. Then they showed the Switch version. I went, I'm probably going to buy that anyway. I mean, I was always going to buy it. But the new version looks a bit better. Sometimes all it takes is a little bit more gameplay to convert people. But it's interesting mentioning the run-up to the 2018 one, because the actual reveal of that game is one of the... coolest E3 moments of the last 10 years, and the whole thing where you open the trailer on Atreus, then you go back into the shadows in the room, and you go back in through the smoke, and then Kratos is the character that walks through, not like that, but he comes
through.
He
did do this.
He does a little bit of this.
He's like, oh boys, how you doing?
Do you want to throw an axe? And he's loving it. And so I think that they kind of have that to match up to some degree, even though you can argue that there is so much conversation around God of War that hasn't been officially planned. If you actually really dial it all the way back to what they've put out, they had that initial teaser thing mentioning 2022, they've got the accessibility videos, and they've got the fact that Jim Ryan, etc., have mentioned the game that's coming out as a future title on the PlayStation 5. So if you dial it all the way back, then obviously, you know, they're sticking to their guns, and it'll be ready when it's ready. But I think that the fact that Corey Barlog is out there on Twitter after taking a few months off, and then the fact that, you know, Kotaku's getting involved, Bloomberg's getting involved, there's a lot of conversation around it, and I think it would just take them just saying, we've got the showcase coming up, to try and quell that stuff.
I wonder if they're giving it kind of as much of a berth as they are, because they want to give Horizon Forbidden West and Gran Turismo 7 like the first half of the year entirely, maybe even going into the second half of the year, because, you know, those were two big games that are continuing to sell. You know, it's one of those stories that every time a batch of PS5s comes in, like games like Gran Turismo, games like Horizon, games like Spider-Man Miles Morales, they shoot up. So they're still doing well, and they have a lot of legs on them. I wonder whether Sony's just kind of gone, we'll let them do their thing, we don't want to kind of turn people's attention away yet, but when the holiday comes around, going into November and whatnot, we'll just blitz them with every God of War thing they can imagine. I don't know. It feels like one of the precipices of something big, Scott.
Yep.
But I've also felt that way for like 6 months now.
I'm crossing the fingers. I'm hoping for the best. I hope the God of War makes it to this year, but I guess it's whatever the team needs, whatever that game needs. And it seems like under everything, that is what they're prioritizing. I just think for the likes of us that follow this stuff in a more hardcore sense, you could do with a bit more information than what's out there right now. But like Josh says, it's probably got a 40-minute gameplay demo by the time we finish this recording. So let us know what you think down in the comments below of God of War Ragnarok. Are you looking forward to it? Where are you at in general trepidationness in regards to the story and the gameplay? For now, I've been Scott from Occulture.com.
I've been Josh from Occulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.